Hello once again, everyone. I am your host, Scott Largay, and welcome to the United Way of Greater Waterbury's podcast, The Way Forward. Our podcast looks to introduce you to the people behind the scenes, creating the impact in our community, as well as the people's lives who have been changed. Each program, we will have a specific focus on one of the many aspects of United Way's work in the community to pull back the curtain on how your dollars and volunteerism is creating the change of the community that we all want to see. This episode is brought to you by United Way Platinum Media sponsor, The Republican American, your trusted local news source. Learn more at rep-am.com. And Largay Travel. To start planning your next great getaway, visit largaytravel.com. As you know, our podcast is called The Way Forward, and I think that you'll find that title to be a spot-on description of what you're about to hear. For this episode, we went out in the field to capture the stories and people behind a recent job readiness boot camp. But this was not just any job readiness boot camp. This boot camp was targeted towards individuals who are very motivated to change their lives through meaningful employment, to leave their past behind, and to find a way forward. Data shows that Waterbury has a high recidivism rate, which is a tendency of convicted criminals to reoffend, at 18%, with 265 or so individuals coming out of incarceration every year that call Waterbury their home. A Greater Waterbury Reentry Center opened its doors at the beginning of 2022 at the Opportunities Industrialization Center on Bishop Street in Waterbury to assist these individuals with access to housing, food, clothing, mental health, and substance abuse services, as well as job training and employment services, to help them find a way forward. In order to assist these returning citizens with upcoming employment opportunities, United Way of Greater Waterbury partnered with Community Partners in Action, the lead agency for the Waterbury Reentry Center, along with the Northwest Regional Workforce Investment Board, Waterbury American Job Center, Waterbury Department of Labor, Career Resources, and many area halfway houses and nonprofits to hold the job readiness boot camps. During our visit, we met the people and organizations behind this effort, along with attendees taking advantage of the interview tips, resume writing assistance, mock interviews, and best practices to set attendees up for the best chance at a meaningful future and career.
So I'm Glenn McCabe, Director of Marketing with the United Way of Greater Waterbury, and I'm here with Steve Romano, who serves as a volunteer on the United Way of Greater Waterbury's Financial Stability Council. So Steve, if you don't mind, could you share a little bit about your role, where we're at, and a little bit about the Financial Stability Council?
No problem. Glenn, welcome to you and to all participants here today. So as you mentioned, I'm the manager of the Waterbury Department of Labor, Northwest Region, Waterbury America Job Center. I'm a volunteer on the United Way's Financial Stability Council. It's a fantastic group work team that discusses various funded programs in the community, how we could make those programs run more efficiently and make them more productive. A lot of great dialogue between the group members. And I've been a member of the Financial Stability Council for probably close to 7 years now, 6 or 7 years. And it's an enjoyable experience. So I'm also a member of a work group with the Greater Waterbury Reentry Council. So on that council is also United Way representation. So we kind of cross-section of our interests on the two different groups. And what today is called a boot camp, okay? So the boot camp is preparation for an actual career fair hosted by the Greater Waterbury Chamber of Commerce. So today is about preparing job seekers to attend and participate in that fair and have a better opportunity to secure employment. So the group that's coming in here today are all ex-offenders or returning citizens. That's what the Greater Waterbury Reentry Council focuses on. That's their customer base. And those job seekers are coming to the job center today to receive services on interviewing, on job search skills. We have two separate workshops occurring at the same time where the presenters are tasking themselves with addressing those tough questions that ex-offenders have to answer at a job interview to get them, again, prepared for the career fair and beyond when they want to secure employment, when they want to find a job. So those two workshops are running, as we call it, running all along, all day today. Also, we have mock interviews. where staff will sit down one-on-one with these job seekers and ask them questions, listen to their responses, and then we will critique their responses to make sure that they, you know, a protocol in terms of how those answers should come out when you're in a job interview. The last thing we're doing today, maybe one of the most important things, is critiquing resumes as well. So we have certified professional resume writers that are here on site. We did a lot of pre-work where a lot of these job seekers create a resume ahead of time, and my staff critiqued probably 7 or 8 resumes already. And when these resumes are critiqued, we're going to have them prepared in that as well. So the gift cards are donated to these job seekers that are attending the boot camp today for clothing. Okay, a great need that a lot of folks have to dress for an interview and dress the part, so to speak. I also believe there's going to be a lunch served today, a boxed lunch where folks could sit and eat it in another section of the office, or bring it home with them as a boxed lunch to go kind of thing. So. I know the United Way was instrumental in bringing that about. Again, my message to employers would be this. You know, we went into this with these job seekers, and our message will be, you know, you're no different than any other job seeker out there. And I don't call them, you know, in terms of the job seeking portion of this, we're all job seekers. I don't care if you're an ex-offender, you're not an ex-offender, you're an MIT grad. To me personally, you're a job seeker. So we start with that as a basis. And again, many of the returning citizens and ex-offenders struggle with securing employment, and we try to get them over that hump and to look at it, again, from a more objective perspective, that you're a job seeker. If you do everything else that every other job seeker does to prepare for a job, you're going to have a chance to get that job, too.
So we're going to continue our conversation now, but I'd like the next gentleman to introduce himself.
What would you call a person with 25 felony convictions, from attempted murder down to petty larceny, deadbeat father, didn't raise his kids, slept on the street, addicted to drugs, and all he did was take from communities? I just call him Gordon, because that's who I was.
And who are you now, and what is your role?
I'm Gordon Light. I am the program manager of a Waterbury Rancho Welcome Center, and that center, what we do there, we help men and women transition from a life of incarceration to a life after incarceration. We offer resources to kind of help them connect with local resources to get a better jump on success versus just getting out trying to figure it out. Because there's a lot of partners we have, United Way being one of our champions in this fight. Karen Mello is a godsend. She's always there for whatever we need and helping, not just helping the individuals, but more so helping change the narrative of the reentry population. We have over 50 partners just in our center alone to help in this fight, to help those returning citizens and help them become productive members of society, which helps the individual, which helps the household, which then helps the community, and helps the city. Individuals are not the sum total of their mistakes. We've all made mistakes in our lives. I think it's very insensitive to keep penalizing a person for what they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We are not the persons we were 10 years ago. We physically changed our ideas, our ideals. Everything changes. The only constant in the universe is change. So if that person is not the same person he was when he committed those offenses, why hold him accountable for them? He paid his debt to society. Give him a fair shot.
We're just going to spend another minute here with Gordon. We were having a conversation off mic, and it really came to light that United Way of Greater Waterbury has been involved in the reentry center really since its inception and day one. And Gordon was just telling a story about how it was really just him, not even an office, and our Day of Caring came around.
Yes. So, yes, it was the Day of Caring in the early fall, and I had just started there maybe a week prior to that. I hadn't really had an office. I didn't have keys to the building. I still hadn't ordered staplers and folders or anything yet. And then there was a Day of Caring where Post University came in with United Way, and their football team came and did all the painting downstairs and moving, cleaning, and They had the landscaping. Then they had many of the students from the computer class. One of the professors came there with her students, and they did a lot of cleaning. And it was just an amazing to give back. And then they brought like a ton of socks. They brought a ton of socks, cases of water, and they also gave me some seat cushions. I still haven't figured out what the seat cushions are for, or if there was a hitting meeting behind it that I needed something comfortable to sit on, but I still have those. They just brought all these cool things, and I thought it was amazing that United Way facilitated that just to give back. So yes, they have been here from day one of the Reentry Welcome Center.
Excellent. I appreciate you sharing that. And I think from day one, we're looking forward to a long-term relationship with the Reentry
Absolutely.
Center. Absolutely. And following up with success stories down the road. So
yes.
we'll be continuing the conversation. Thank you once again.
My pleasure.
I'm Linda Zukowskis with the United Way of Greater Waterbury. And I am honored to be talking to one of our boot camp participants.
Hi, my name is Adrian Barker.
And I understand that you have some specific career goals. So as you're taking advantage of these tools and information, where do you want to take your next job opportunity?
Actually, I actually want to be an employee of Google.
Cool.
So that would be my long-term goal. So my short-term goal is to actually get the knowledge that I need to get. And also the credentials to get to Google. So I would say that would be my short-term goal, to get the credentials, and then my long-term goal would to actually be an employee of Google.
So we're noticing that a lot of people here are motivated by what they want, and they taking advantage of these tools. How would you describe your motivation to be here today?
Maybe, I want to say a year or so, if that. I almost had like an epiphany. Because of the current situation and because of the incarceration, I always felt like I always was deemed like a criminal from society. So I just ran with it. I felt like that. I took it and I felt like that. Then one day I just had an epiphany. Like I just woke up like, you can do better and you can do more for yourself than what you've been doing.
When you were going through your resume critique, I noticed that you were using keyboard shortcuts.
Correct.
So you have a strong skill set in computers, right?
Actually, yes. I do administrative work, and I'm also enrolled in school. I also go to college. I'm at Port Winchester for computer networking and IT. So I'm currently in the field now.
Excellent. And when you were going through the resume critique portion of this camp, what did you get out of it? What did you think of it? How would you describe it to someone who wasn't there with you?
Well, actually, they kind of went into details, and I kind of liked it because they were showing like little segues to do, well, segues to bring an employer to you instead of, it's almost like you commanding the room, in a sense, instead of allowing him to dictate it as much, especially when you have a past conviction. So it's almost not to like stay on the subject, to almost segue it. So that's the kind of skills that I got from them when they told us when I first came in, which I can bring to the workplace, because sometimes I find it hard, because sometimes when an employer asks about a conviction, they kind of like want to keep going on and on with it, and I don't want to kind of kill myself. So they was able to help me with that skill set. So now next time when I go out, I'll be able to use that in the workplace.
There is obviously a stigma out there in the world, and people who are transitioning back into the workforce, we're hearing that this population is some of the hardest working people because you get it for a particular reason. How would you react to that stigma, and what would you want people hearing this podcast to know?
Well, my reaction to that stigma, I actually was a victim of it for a few years, more than a few years. But I would say to stay motivated and don't allow anybody to dictate who you are as a person, and you only know you. It's gonna be a lot of roadblocks. I encounter it myself on a regular basis. But I just dig down. If for me, it's a spiritual thing. It's a family thing that keeps me motivated, that keeps me going. And people just gotta understand, like, your past is your past. We gonna make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. And just don't allow anybody to dictate where you go with your future because of what they said. And a lot of people will try to keep you back because they can't actually achieve it themselves, but also know that you can. So just my word of advice was just to stay motivated and try to find you and find an inner peace within you so you can kind of isolate that and have tunnel vision so you can be able to make it and do what you have to do. Because society is cool, but if we don't motivate each other, we don't got nothing. So I just say try to find somewhere, a point where you can keep yourself motivated and find a motivation point. Maybe a family member or a spouse or a kid or something, or spiritual, something that'll keep you going. And that's what I would, advice that I would give.
That's good advice. Thank you for taking time out of the boot camp to talk with us today.
Absolutely,
Adrian.
No problem.
Appreciate it very much.
And now we're going to continue the conversation with Nadia Baz from Works, who's on the United Way Emerging Leaders. So Nadia, could you share a little bit about United Way Emerging Leaders and what you're doing here today with your volunteerism?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Glenn. So I've been volunteering with the Emerging Leaders Group through the United Way of Greater Waterbury, I think, since its inception, which I think is something like 2014. And basically, it's about consolidating a group of individuals in the community between the ages of 20 and 40, so young professionals, and encouraging them to volunteer in the community in ways that are going to help serve the three impact areas of United Way of Greater Waterbury. So we've done a lot of different fundraising events, but we've also done a lot of events like this, similar to the job workshop, that helps give individuals real-world personal skills. And in the case of this workshop today, I was very excited to hear about this opportunity because it's something I personally feel strongly about. I feel that a lot of individuals always need this opportunity to be able to get back into the workforce and have all the skills necessary to help them get through there. So today what I helped with primarily, I helped with resume critiquing. So anybody that's looking to get into the job force and is maybe putting their resume together for the first time, it can be a little intimidating when you're doing it after a long time or if you hadn't done one before. But I was actually, I wouldn't call it surprised, but I was very happy to see that most of the resumes I was already reviewing were looking pretty professional and laid out nicely. So I had some minimal feedback, things with like grammatical things, also encouraging them to speak more about their like interpersonal skills. So not just, program skills or listing things off like that, but just talking about, you know, good communication, like works well with a team or time management skills. And everybody I met with today was actually very enthusiastic and eager, and they really appreciated that feedback. And that was just, you know, great to see how much our advice can help there.
And this is a boot camp to help prepare them for a job fair that's coming up and probably job fairs after that. Do you have anything to share with prospective employers?
It's look beyond the resume. I truly believe that everybody always has something very good to offer. Everybody needs that equal opportunity and that chance. And when you're, you know, sitting and speaking with these people, from what I've felt today, they're all incredibly hardworking and very dedicated. Like one man I saw sat with today, he had a whole section on his resume about his volunteer work that he's done, actually. And he said, you know, I really want to make it clear, like, to people I'm meeting with that, like, for me, it's not just about the money. Like, I want to help as much as I can. I love to volunteer and give back. So I think there's a lot more of those conversations that can come out from meeting with these individuals instead of solely depending on the resume.
And now we're talking with another boot camp participant, Patricia, who is very generously decided to share some. You mentioned challenges.
Yes. Well, one is like my parents, because I was recently incarcerated, so I didn't really have the money for clothes or to, you know, get groomed. Another challenge is like I don't really know like the proper people or channels to, you know, get myself in the right like situation to be able to get like a good job or some kind of job that I'm more interested in rather than just like a Dunkin' Donuts job or, you know, something like that.
So you're looking for a job that will give you a sense of accomplishment and
right
something that you want to, you're looking
something
for
I don't hate going to work every day, something I feel like I've done, accomplished something, and helped somebody else.
And when you say help someone else, you mentioned your long-term goal is?
To be a drug counselor.
Drug counseling.
Yeah.
And you also noted that this is going to take some time and education.
Right. Yep. And so, yeah, being here, I feel like it's opened my eyes to seeing that there's, like, ways I can get help with accomplishing that, like, whether it's, like, schooling or... I didn't realize there were so many other people struggling as much as I was with, you know, finding employment and not having the right network and stuff. And also, there's a lot of things I've learned that they, you know, opened my eyes to, like, critiquing, like, you know, certain questions and how to not avoid questions, but kind of like turn a negative into a positive.
So when United Way is offering gift cards to help for haircuts, a new outfit, and that first chance to make a first impression, no, you can't make a, you don't have a second chance to make a first impression. What is that outward appearance do for the inward stuff that you have to present during an interview?
It makes you feel more confident, you know, because as much as people don't want to admit it, like, appearance does matter, you know, with, they're like, oh, yeah, it doesn't, it does, though. You know, nobody wants someone that's unkept or doesn't have the right kind of clothing or, you know, stuff like that, because other people have to see them when they're going into their business.
Right.
So that can, because, again, people judge, so people coming into their business will judge your business on that, so... It just helps, you know, to be able to go in there and just be more positive. And by you being more positive, hopefully projects onto the person that's interviewing you and get the job.
We're going to carry our conversation on with Kathy Awad.
That's right.
Hi, Kathy Awad. I'm the president and CEO of the Northwest Regional Workforce Investment Board. We're located here in the Department of Labor, and we're happy to be a part of today's event.
So... what are your insights on what's happening here today and the partners that have come together to serve this clientele?
Well, we definitely appreciate and understand that the reentry population is a very important population when we look at solving Connecticut's workforce shortages. This is a population that's eager to get back into the community and be able to contribute, get themselves back into the workforce in a productive manner. So we're happy to be able to provide the services here, not only with the basic resume writing, interviewing skills, but also the opportunity to enter into a job training program to increase their skill sets that makes them that much more attractive to an employer.
Do you have any insights to share with employers that are might consider this population or that are not considering this population, why they should give them a second look?
I think that if we look at the data that sits right now today, that if every unemployed person in Connecticut went to work right now, there'd still be 18,000 jobs open in Connecticut. So we really need to look at alternative sources of population, populations that initially an employer might be not necessarily enthusiastic about looking at, and they need to start to take the reentry population on a case-by-case basis, talk to these individuals, learn about what happened to them and how they're ready to move forward and allow the employer to be a part of their journey ahead.
I guess it's probably more universally true that the first thing an employer may see is the incarceration.
Right. And again, focusing on that individual aspect of every individual, I would encourage every employer to take the opportunity to interview someone, not cast them aside because they had made a mistake. Many of these youth and young adults, and you know, no matter how old you are, you're entering back into the community, deserve the opportunity for a second chance. And if they can make their case to the employer, I'm hoping that the employer will see their opportunity forward. You know, the Department of Labor has a bond opportunity, a bond program, where we can fund the bond for that reentry citizen to go to work at that company so that the employer has that added protection if, in fact, there was to ever be an issue with the employee. But I would encourage employers to take a real step back and rethink their perception and the perspective of the reentry population. They're here, they're ready, they're able, and they're willing to work.
I think those are powerful words for employers to consider. So I thank you for your time today, Kathy, and everything that you do.
Thank you very much.
I hope you found this episode as eye-opening and educational as we did producing it. Since this episode went into production, we've learned that several of the attendees have already received offers of employment. Thank you to the employers who are willing to learn more about this population and what they have to offer, and looking beyond their resumes. This is just one of the many efforts United Way of Greater Waterbury is engaged in under our Financial Stability Impact Area. To learn more about our work in this area, visit UnitedWayGW.org. Thank you everyone for tuning in, for your support, and we'll see you next time on The Way Forward.
It's a hand up, not a hand.